Well, hello.
Hi there.
Hello and welcome to Beyond
Stephanie.
Reproach.
Just kidding. That was a joke from our last episode where I just jumped the gun. I get so excited.
That's going to be our new thing. Who can jump in first? Well, that's Stephanie.
Yes.
And this is Tux. We be drinking.
Yes.
There's always. No ice left in my glass. I was going to do a little sound there.
Chink.
Is there ice in yours? There we go. So we be drinking and we sometimes be swearing.
I be swearing. Tux is over here saying, oh my goodness.
Jeez Louise.
Oh boy. Tux is very PG, whereas I am rated NC-17.
I think that I'm NC-17 until I hear myself back and I'm like,
yeah.
I literally just said, like, heavens to Murgatroyd.
Yeah. You're NC-17 in like 1952.
Yeah. Gosh darn it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that would have to be blurred or blanked out. Bleeped is the word. Blurred. Wow.
Oh, blurred. I thought you said blurped.
Oh. I wish I said blurped.
Okay. I guess we should actually record our mini-sode. So this is the mini-sode. This is the show where we discuss our feelings on specific topics related to American history, politics, or culture. Today, we're going to be talking about
our complicated feelings.
And complicated relationships with social media and technology.
I think this is something that everyone thinks about. I love technology, but also I hate it. I hate it so much.
Since we came up with this topic, I have started to realize just how much time I spend on my phone, and it makes me so uncomfortable.
So do you get those alerts on your phone, weekly alerts? Like, your usage was down 28%.
Yeah, I do. For people who don't have iPhones, it's called screen time.
Yeah.
And you can check it to see yourself, or you can set it up to like, alert you. It tells you, like, this week you spent 402 hours on your phone.
Yeah.
And like 300 of those hours were on social media.
Yeah, it breaks down by the types of apps that you're using, and it's really upsetting. Because I have all these educational apps, and it's like, you use them 1% of the time.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh. That's,
I always tell myself, oh, I'm on my phone so much because I'm on, like, Duolingo.
Exactly. Or, like, no, that's
I'm
a lie.
I'm learning things.
Yeah.
Nope.
That is all lies.
I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
We're announcing this as a topic because a lot of people have a complicated relationship with social media. It's easy to, like, not know how to feel about it.
Yeah. Because it's not just social media. It's like, my addiction to my phone is troubling, and I am far less addicted than other people that I know. Someone that I'm dating who will never listen to this podcast, he is so addicted to his phone. I feel bad for him because he is always connected to work.
Yeah.
Like at 11 o'clock, like he's like, oh, someone just sent me an email.
Yeah.
Like, let me just look at this. I got to respond. And it's like, no, you don't. You don't.
When I first started the job that I have now, I took a management position and thought that that was just like part of my job, to be on the clock all the time and to be available all the time.
Yeah.
And within 6 months or a year, I was just like, you know what? I'm not getting paid for this.
Yeah.
F that S.
Yeah, F that S. There needs to be a separation between your work and your personal life.
There's a certain country in Europe where there's a law that you can't expect your employees to be available outside of work or hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
So un-American.
Yeah.
I wonder, it's probably Sweden or like Germany,
I'm sure,
or something.
Like Denmark or something.
Yeah. Wow.
It is illegal to like retaliate against your employees if they're not available after work hours to respond to emails and stuff.
What a wonderful place to live.
I know.
I'm less concerned about my work. It's more of just being on my phone a lot. I don't like it. I don't like feeling like I need to check my phone. Like, check my phone for what? I should just be living my life.
When I'm home, I'm generally on my phone all the time. And sometimes it's work-related. Sometimes it's Beyond Reproach related.
Yeah.
Russell gets annoyed with me because I work from home, I'm on the computer all the time.
Yeah.
And then when I'm off of work, sometimes I'm researching a story for our next episode,
yeah,
or sometimes I'm like trying to figure out the language to use in an Instagram post for the show.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I'm doing something for the show. And he just is like, you're always on your phone. You're always on your computer and you're never paying attention to me.
Yeah. He sounds like me talking to Jason.
Yeah. He's the same way, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he'll do the same thing, but he's always on his phone texting. He's in communication with so many people all the time. I'll be speaking and he'll be looking at his phone and typing. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. I'm having a conversation with myself. And it's always when we're at restaurants.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like, we're out to dinner and you're fucking texting Susie Q from Kalamazoo. Like,
what? Susie Q from Kalamazoo.
Oh, I'm so old.
You're the oldest person in Bushwick currently.
I should be kicked out. They're going to come with fucking pitchforks and torches.
You just have to not talk and then people will think you're okay.
He's cool. Anyways, beyond the idea of like being addicted to your phone, there's also problems with social media, I think.
You mean Facebook?
Specifically Facebook.
Of course. Yeah. The swamp.
Yeah.
Facebook is on its surface a great way to connect with people who aren't in your immediate area.
Yeah.
But there's just so much noise and like all the ads and just all the vitriol. It's such an inhospitable place.
Yeah.
It just makes me angry. I only get on Facebook now to like when I forget someone's name, like I'll go and I'm like, okay, I know our mutual friend's name and then I'll find them and then I'll like find them on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And then I'll get off Facebook immediately and like close the window, log off so they can't track me all over the internet as they do.
Yeah. I still have a Facebook account even though I'm not really using it. Mm-hmm. Generally, the only time I log into it is to check messages for the show. I apologize to anyone who has sent us a message and not gotten a response back because I'm actively trying to avoid Facebook if I can. So send us a message on Instagram or Twitter because we still use those.
Or Reddit if you're there. I'm there and I love it now.
Stephanie's a Redditor now.
I am. I found a community of people.
I can't fully wrap my head around Reddit.
It's really fun, though.
Yeah.
The anonymous veil does let people kind of basically talk sideways to you because they're not saying it to your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't have the balls to.
That's exactly
it. Or they wouldn't want to. Yeah. Because it's like, it's hard to hurt someone when you're looking at them.
Exactly. I mean, we've already had our episode on trolling.
Yes.
I still have a complicated relationship with like reading comments on social media and engaging with trolls because I want to think that people are good. After our episode on trolling, Sarah Lohman sent in that voicemail about how she would engage and say, like, I'm a person, I'm here, you're saying this to a real person.
Yeah.
And I actually tried that with a troll on Facebook and it did not backfired work. Horribly.
Really?
And she said something really nasty and I messaged her back instead of commenting back and was like,
oh, that's so adult.
Yeah. I am a person. You just told me to go fuck myself on the internet and we've never met and you don't know who I am. And I wanted to like kind of say, hi, I'm a person. Like, maybe don't tell a stranger to go fuck themselves. And she just decided it was her business to like roast me and was like, your name is Tux. That's stupid. This about you is stupid. You're an idiot, blah, blah, blah. And then would like for like 4 days after would send me DMs like, hi, I think you're an idiot. Like, you're a terrible person.
Wow. And I wish there was a way to screenshot that and just like put it somewhere.
Yeah. That was sort of the beginning of the end for me for Facebook.
It's not the place to be for you.
There's also so much misinformation on Facebook lately too.
Yes.
Which is really troubling because of the way the Facebook feed is structured. It encourages people to read headlines and not read articles.
Yes.
So headlines are getting even more sensationalized.
Yeah, clickbaity.
And then people are getting reactionary.
Yeah, they're never reading the actual article, which is never as strong as a headline makes you think that it is.
And then there's no nuance if you don't read the article and realize like,
there's always some nuance.
Yeah. The New York Times or the Washington Post can have a clickbaity headline that reads just like bobsnews.info.us. And you're like, I got this information from bobsinfo.us it has just as much value and weight as something from the Washington Post.
Yeah, Facebook, they need to do a better job on almost every front. It's really terrible. I know that you know nothing about Reddit, but Reddit is really good in its moderation. They have these basically like bots that are anti-troll. Anytime like a swear word is used, like it immediately, like I would get a message and I'd go to click on the message and it's like, this has been removed by the bot because it's harassing.
That's
instantly
amazing.
Instantly.
Oh my God.
I'm able to like talk about race on Reddit and like I'll get all these comments and I go to my message and zero.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Mark Zuckerberg has never seen Reddit before. Like,
but you have to be in the right Reddit group because there are subreddits that are like dedicated to white supremacy.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's my understanding of Reddit is that's where the trolls live.
Yeah, because they can create their own groups and then they moderate it how they see fit. Uh-huh. So they would probably, something I said would probably spark their bots.
Sure.
Because they're able to program their bots to remove things that they find upsetting.
Okay.
It's not perfect.
It's not a perfect system.
Not at all. But
it's something. something.
It's something. Yeah. It's not enough, but it's something.
I wish that that was easier to do on Facebook, because I used to belong to some history groups, some food blogger groups, baking groups and stuff. And people would say some weird ass shit. Like, this is supposed to be a group about, like, baking cakes.
Yeah.
Why are you being an asshole?
Yeah. So Instagram has recently rolled out this filter function. I think they rolled it out last week. Users of the platform can block certain words and certain phrases from their comments. So if someone is just like, "Ya bitch," like, you can block bitch and it will automatically disappear.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
So that, I think that's similar to how Reddit programs their bots in certain groups.
I read that article. If somebody says something really hateful in a comment, you can kind of like flag it so that the person who commented isn't blocked. The comment is not deleted.
Yeah. It's like hidden.
It's hidden. But then if somebody wants to see it, it sort of like comes up like an abusive content like warning.
It says like hide inappropriate comments.
Yeah. But you can still click on it if you want to. Mm-hmm. But the commenter wouldn't know that you did that unless they saw it from another account.
Oh.
Because they won't come back and be like, "Oh, you did blah, blah, blah." You know what I mean?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, Facebook needs to do something.
I know.
It's just such a nasty environment in places that don't need to be nasty, like baking groups. Like, why are you mad about baking?
Exactly. I wasn't going to say this, but this whole thing with the woman that I DM'd. And
that
she
was from the baking group?
It was about how food blogs will post a recipe and there's like a 4,000 page story about autumn leaves and blah, blah, blah. Which, like, yes, I know that food bloggers talk about themselves a lot, but that's kind of...
That's the point.
That's a blog.
Yeah.
That's what a blog is.
Yeah. And if you want a recipe, just go find a recipe.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying. It's like, there are recipe sites in the world that are not attached to blogs. If you don't want to read a food blog, why are you reading a food blog?
Yeah.
And it's not that hard to just scroll down to the bottom of the page if you don't want to read the post.
It's real easy.
This is like a whole meme that's been going around for a while. And I commented and was like, it said exactly that. It's not that hard to scroll down to the bottom. And food bloggers are actually penalized if there's not enough of a word count in a post. Your posts don't show up if there's not enough words in things. So, like,
really?
There's a reason that people do things the way they do.
Okay.
And then I commented this, and this lady was like, "You're an idiot. Fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourself."
I try to think of the type of person that feels a need to do that online, and they're not living good lives.
Exactly. I sent her a message like, maybe you're a good person who is just having a bad moment. But that was not the case.
She's having a series of bad moments.
Yeah.
Trolls are everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I feel like we have... bitched about Facebook long enough.
Sorry, Zuckerberg.
Yeah, whatever, he'll walk it off.
Elizabeth Warren is doing a lot more than we are.
Yeah. Oh my God, I just saw the most horrifying video of her being yelled at in a airport by these Trump supporters.
Oh my God.
I'll show it to you later. Anyways, wrapping up, we all, I think, have pretty complicated thoughts and feelings on technology. There's a lot of great things. I wrote down like some pros that I see with being so connected digitally. It's great for connection. Like Facebook, like I said, is amazing.
Yeah.
For keeping in touch with old classmates, like old friends, family from all over the world. And technology in general just makes my life easier.
We didn't even mention apps, but like there's all these information apps, or like you can go on Duolingo and you can teach yourself a new language.
Oh my God. There's so much education for free on the internet via apps, via websites. YouTube is so great. Like it's changed the game. I learn everything new from YouTube, basically.
Yeah.
Or from podcasts. So it's not all bad. The cons obviously are the loss of intimacy, the distraction, like feeling so addicted to your phone, depression and anxiety. But I'd love to hear from you guys, like how you feel about your relationship with social media, your phone, technology in general. I have a feeling that you all have similar feelings and we'd like to hear them.
If you have any crazy stories about trolls that you've dealt with, or like even family members, or like reasons that you've felt the need to step away from social media,
or the reason you love social media,
or your
phone, or an app that you love.
If I didn't read comments, I would have a totally different relationship with social media.
I never read comments.
Yeah, I always want to. I'm just drawn down.
It's so terrible. I have this feeling that I don't care what people think, which is so rude. Yeah. It's just, I look at two things and like, it's just too negative.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I hate everything.
Yeah.
Let me just...
That's like Yelp too, where like people are much more quick to jump in and comment if they have
negative.
Something negative to say.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, my haircut was good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing in the comments. They're not going to be like, I have mild to positive feelings about blank.
Yelp might be worse than Facebook. One of my favorite Vietnamese places, it got a 1-star because of their fluorescent lighting.
Ugh.
I wanted to burn everything down.
People are the worst. People are the worst.
No, but hopefully we will get some messages about people being the greatest.
Yes.
And mixed in with people being the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, tell us your crazy stories about social media or technology. Tell us what you have done to make things better if you've had a complicated relationship and wanted to improve it.
Yes, strategies for having a better relationship with technology. I would love to hear some.
I wonder if anyone actually gets those updates on their iPhone about their usage and has actually done anything about it. Has anyone out there been like, I am on my phone too much. I am going to actively try and get this usage number down.
Ooh,
and like talk to people face to face.
What?
Ugh, the horror.
Shivers. Okay.
It's still October.
Yes, it's still doing it. You guys know what to do. You can reach us on the socials, the Instas, the Facebooks if you're brave, Twitter.
We're there. We're on all of them.
We're everywhere you want to be.
We're Redditors now.
Yes.
Stephanie.
You can hit us up on email, beyondreproachpod@gmail.com.
Thank you guys all for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Tux Lerzel.
Stephanie Domingo.
Thank you to Tim Clough, our editor, sound engineer, and podfather. As Stephanie said, we're on all of the socials.
Yes.
So please do follow us and go to Instagram or wherever you get your podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes, written reviews are especially important.
True story. If you like us, share with the class.
Yeah, share with two people.
I think that's a better way to do
it. Two people.
Share with two people. Even one person that you know.
No, let's do two. They can do two.
But like, tell somebody that, that loves history
or two
loves
people.
Like funny things.
Yeah.
Tell them. Just tell them. Also, don't forget we're on Patreon.
Yes.
If you feel like supporting us, we need support.
Yes.
I guess
I like when
it.
You said that, I thought about my bra and I'm like, I'm wearing a sports bra and I do need support.
You need support.
It's laundry day. Don't judge me.
Amazing. All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Toodaloo.